What's going on? What's up, everybody? Welcome to
the Improvised Podcast. Why?
That I was actually gonna be like, yeah. anyways, this is episode one.
No, I wouldn't consider that.
No,
no, it's just an addition to the current. Because it's gonna when I change the in the settings, it's gonna change everything to that. Do you know that?
Oh yeah, I know that.
Because when I changed the pick the. What would you call that? The icon for what the picture show? Kind of like the
yeah,
album?
Yeah, it's going to change.
And then when I changed the name of the podcast, it changes to all that.
Okay.
So technically...
So would this be considered season two?
I don't call a podcast season two.
But no. Yeah, that's true.
What was the last episode that hasn't been released yet?
Actually, are we going to consider the last one?
That's a special...
Okay, so I won't call that anything. So, the last one we have is our ninth one.
So, this is the 10th episode, but with a new title. But you probably won't notice it because when the other one comes out, it'll say improvised. But it'll still have the original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, welcome back to episode 10 to Improvised Podcast. We're changing up the name.
Because it was too much to type in.
Just a quick recap, if you haven't, weren't... If you didn't see the last, I guess, video that we're going to put up, hopefully will be up by the time this is out. I mean, it has to be, because this is afterwards. We're renaming our podcast, because nobody wants to type in s.r.and.m.e. because that's a lot to type in, and... It's pretty annoying.
I'm actually curious. What happens if you look up Improvised Podcast? Because we haven't actually changed it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because...
What if there's like 1,000 other people with it?
I know, right?
That'd be crazy. But hey, yeah. So, how you guys doing? It's been a little while. We've been a little busy. We've been having some very, off time with our what's it called? Schedules.
Work life.
Yeah, it's just like.
No, not really. Just improvise Star Trek. Improvise till you make it. Politics. The wrong peoples.
Okay.
I think
we're good.
I think we're good.
So we need a new intro song too.
I'm gonna use GarageBand to make a jazzy kind of.
Have you seen that meme? Dun, 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 dun. No.
No.
I'm just making noises.
Yeah. You just sound like a lunatic.
Oh, shit. So, when should we roll the intro? Because we're already 3 minutes in. I don't think it matters.
I'm just going to... Yeah, now it's going to... Because I'm going to edit the podcast, but not to, like, just cut if there's, any blank spots. But, if we ever do a live podcast, then... Yeah.
Well, oh yeah, that's different.
Just obviously impossible, and make sure no one says any very bad words.
I don't know why you're looking at me. I don't say bad words like that.
Yeah, Keith.
Raheem. Some random white people. No, okay.
Wetbag Brian.
Oh man. Anyway, so
Keith is the only one who actually had to cut.
Well, I mean, he can say it. It's fine if he said.
Well,
Well, when we have, let's say, when we're monetizing all that stuff, I'm sure we wouldn't want that on.
Well, I want to say I don't give a damn, but
yeah,
I think the only word I will not allow is the one with the R.
Oh no, big time! Obviously, that literally shouldn't. That shouldn't even be the thing.
That's the tolerance. We don't care what swears.
Nothing racist in general. I think that's unless it's funny.
Jokingly.
If it's funny,
weird, but if people take offense to it, then we'll talk. And, see on. What's up.
Edgy content you want, boys. Yeah. Anyway, so we got some things upcoming. Not video related, but we got this other podcast that we still haven't put up. It was recorded back in June, July.
So, oh, that one. I thought you meant
the one with the
special one.
No, that one. That was
a week or two.
A week or two ago, yeah. A week or two. sounds like a Pokemon. Anyways.
Wicked to go! Wiki Wiki. That's a DJ.
Yeah.
Wiki Wiki.
Oh, man. So, yeah. What was I saying?
You're talking about the knife.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah, we think it's the knife. Just
it is the knife, but
yeah,
over here I think.
Actually, it's the first.
Yeah, five dudes. That's what I named it.
You didn't get my joke.
What would you say?
I said, no, it's actually the first.
No, not November. Don't fail, boys.
I plan to.
Well, oh, I plan on no shave November. Look at that. If you're watching this on YouTube. You guys got a cool sneak peek of my beautiful hair, my luscious hair. For the people who are listening.
He's now required on contract to wear a hat.
Yeah, I don't want to. I look like 11 from Stranger Things, so. Yeah.
A very bigger, yeah. Less scrawny prisoner look.
And male.
That was funny. When I start watching Stranger Things, I'm like, is that a dude or a girl? Because, like. They shaved her head. Well, I don't think they shaved her head. They probably had, like, some...
Oh, yeah. Well, I've noticed, like, automatically she was a female.
Well, I was just like, it has to be a female. And then, like... Because she barely talked in the beginning.
Yeah. No, I remember seeing that one episode. I've seen that.
Yeah. Now she's, like, a freaking model who goes, like, models for Louis Vuitton and stuff now. It's like, fucking, what? She's, 15, 16 years old?
Jeez. Anyway, so, we got some upcoming things, like I said. Sean over here, he is going on a business trip. No, I'm kidding. He's just going on a trip with his family. He's going to, I'll let you take it away so that you can say it. So,
Atlanta, Georgia. I'm very excited to wake up at 4 in the morning. Be very tired.
Wait, you're going to Atlanta, Georgia? I just realized that.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll stumble upon my friends on PlayStation. They're from Atlanta, Georgia. If you ever see a kid in a wheelchair, and a fat white kid... That's bald too, kind of like. Looks like me.
From that when he shaved his head.
Yeah. If you see them around, just be like, "Sup assholes, now kid, don't do that." They'd be like, "What the fuck?"
It's like Michael Cian sends his regards.
Yeah, imagine that'd be the craziest thing. They'd be like, "What?"
I'll wear a suit like Men in Black style. I'll wear like the Ray-Bans my sister got. Those are like the perfect Men in Black sunglasses.
Right.
And just like Michael Cian sends his regards.
You just pull out, like you're going to pull out. Now. You look like you're about to pull out a weapon. It's just like a greeting card.
It looks like a Ken greeting card. So, what's up, pussies?
That'd be the best thing ever. That'd be the funniest thing.
Oh, the biggest waste of money I ever did.
Oh, yeah, big time. If you were just doing that.
I know. It'd be like $200 just to do that.
So, yeah, I mean, you're just going on the trip because of... actually, what are you doing over there? Like, you don't have family over there, right?
No.
You're
we're
just
not,
going.
We're not white people. I'm just kidding.
We are. I know. But I mean, you're not going on like a trip. It's just more of like, oh, it is a trip.
Yeah. Like it's what? Quite a trip.
Yeah.
Requires a plane.
What exactly are you doing over there? Like, what are you? Where are you going for?
Well, the main reason is because I've always wanted to see a whale shark in real life.
Oh, so they got a whale shark exhibit or something?
Well, it's not an exhibit. It's an aquarium.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, let me go see a dead freaking whale shark. I forget what those things are called, where they kill the animal and they, like, make it a display out of it.
Taxidermy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how now that's getting, like, oh, that's so mean. Back then it was like, oh, look, he killed... Like, now, like, on the news you see these people who, like, post, like, next to a dead lion or giraffe. And before they're like, yeah, look what I did. Look at my prize. And then now it's like... Wow, everyone thinks I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, like, it's not hunting for survival. It's, like, hunting for...
A reward.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But it's kind of different because, like, people don't give a shit about... Not just, like, you know, people give a shit about whales, turtles, all stuff. But, like, when you're fishing, you fish and you eat it. People are less, like, not, like...
Because, I mean, I guess it's the fact that there's a lot of fish in the sea, literally. And not just the, you know, metaphor. There's a lot of fish in the sea. So, you know, it's...
Not in my life.
I guess it's normal, you know. So, yeah, I mean, so that's cool. So is that the only thing you're going for? Like,
Well, I'm going to go on a Coca-Cola spinning spree at the Coca-Cola.
Oh, there's a thing over there?
Yeah. I think...
Excuse me, I'm burping on this, like, soda. Jeez, my bad. It's so good, man. But it's so bad for you because it's got Splenda in it.
What?
It's got Splenda.
Okay.
Splenda is just like, actually not Splenda. It's got like this type of sugar that's just really bad. Anyways,
this is where I'm going. It's
World of Coca-Cola. Yeah, that's what it's called. That's cool.
Their website, I think.
So they're like, what? Do they have like experimental tastes there you can go to? That'd be kind of cool.
Freaking burping.
Imagine you can make your own taste, like, and then they're like, they call it the Sean, the Sir Coke, the Sean. They call it the Sir Coke.
I'm not gonna look at the shop because like I don't want to be surprised to like.
What yeah, don't yeah, don't spoil yourself.
No, like the buying.
Well, what exactly can you do? Because can you actually mix your flavors and stuff? That'd be kind of cool.
I think they have like unique different tastes, like some that like didn't work with.
Can you the like public. Buy me some? Sure. Buy me like one.
Well, actually, no.
No.
Liquids.
Oh right. Oh.
I only have a carry on.
Oh, drink one and give me the bottle.
No, that's no. What I do.
Well, oh, all right, yeah. I'm sorry.
I'll mail it to you.
Yeah, don't do that. Just sounds like a lot of money. Anyways, I mean that's cool. That's yeah, awesome.
That lady there was like,
whoa. Wait, so I didn't know it was like in Atlanta, Georgia. That's cool.
I think it's like where headquarters. No, I don't know where headquarters.
Like their main headquarters is.
Yeah, something like that. But like original idea was to see the whale shark, and my mom's like, oh, now he's definitely gonna want to go because it's freaking Coca-Cola.
Did you know about that before she mentioned it?
She was the one who came up with the idea. I was just I was like thinking of going to Japan again.
Hmm.
Like invite you, maybe go to the Olympics.
I don't know about that. That sounds like a lot of money.
Just open an Apple credit card. We can't afford it.
Sure, man. So yeah, I mean, is there anything else? I guess like
the Olympics park is around there.
Okay.
I don't know, I think it's just like a normal park or something like that.
Yeah, because I was just thinking, I'm like, so far this is like a trip just for you. That's what it seems like, yeah.
No, it is.
That's cool.
Everything, whenever I look at news, it's all about our president.
Yeah.
I don't remember, like, I know, like, politics, whatever people get offended, but, like, it's not going to really be offensive, but, like, I just don't remember seeing, like, a crap ton of things about Obama.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it was always like, oh, this happened, baseball, California fires, which always happens every month.
Yeah.
And all this other stuff. And ever since Trump became president, it's like, it's all I see. It's like the news are obsessed with obvious reasons. Are obsessed with him.
Right.
But I think didn't the Nationals win the World Series?
Yeah, the Nats.
The Nats.
I was watching a bunch of videos earlier about that and like how like Fox News went up to one of the Nats fans.
Oh yeah, what did they say something about the White House?
Yeah, he's like, this is a great win for Washington D.C. Because it can make up for that asshole in the White House in the fucking White House. And then she was like, oh no, whoa! It was the funniest thing ever.
What was she expecting?
Yeah, exactly. Like especially from Fox News, you know. I mean,
they're fucking drinking. Yeah. Oh, I'm not. I don't know if he drank, but like,
not only that,
like especially when the Patriots lost to the Eagles because the Eagles never won before.
Yeah,
it was so insane. Like they're like showing how Eagles fans were like on top of like what those things that like Poles? Some restaurants that have that like kind of like arch an awning thing that like kind of like let's say there's a carpet.
Yeah, an awning.
Yeah, kind of like awning, but like not like a.
Yeah, no, like I really.
Yeah, it's all cloth and like metal.
Yeah,
and
it's an awning.
And they're flipping cars over.
Yeah.
One guy ate horse shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like. And he's like, yeah, Eagles! I was just like, what the fuck? I'm like, one, where was this horse shit from? Yeah. Where did they find horse shit?
What's the point?
That's
the main question.
Like, they're like, yeah, we won! And now they're like doing like, yeah, we're the best or something bullshit.
Like, it's like, yeah, good job on your win, guys.
I remember there was the thing with fans like, do I have to play so we can freaking win? I'll be honest, I was hoping that the Patriots took their hope away.
Yeah, I know.
But just to be assholes. Good for them for winning.
Yeah, but I mean...
We took the Falcons' victory away, though.
Yeah, that was a year before that, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
The legendary Super Bowl where it went to overtime.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you weren't there at Heather's house.
No, but yeah. I watched it too, though.
Yeah, like, literally everyone in the room was like, oh, we freaking lost. I was the only one. I'm like, you never know. We're going to win somehow. And I should put money on it. Because everyone's like, I'm just going to drink some wine.
I'm going to cry my sorrows away.
Yeah, that was the most, that was an intense game. Like, the Eagles one, I was just like, okay. Like, I was like, okay. It's like every year it's like, all right, who's the Patriots facing today, this year? I mean, I think there are still 7 or 8 and 0 for wins, I think. I don't have I want to check that, actually.
But anyways, we were talking about the Nats.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, no, I'm not. Nor do I follow baseball as much.
Oh, I love
unless it's Red Sox. That's literally about it.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of championships. Come on, USA.
It's been Red Sox that's been kind of lacking, right? No, or was it Celtics when the Pats won? Remember?
Well, yeah, Celtics did lack. They didn't get to the final game. That's what it was, but they were very close, yeah. Which is saying something. But then the Bruins lost the Stanley Cup.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yep, they're 8-0. Yeah. They're facing the Ravens Sunday.
Who?
The Patriots.
Oh.
They're 8-0. Ravens have lost twice.
I hope they caught that. I looked at the thing and I'm like, yeah. This is where you said that right there.
That's why it's very quiet.
Well, yeah. So, yeah. Go Nats, I guess.
Go Nats, they won.
Yeah, exactly.
Who gives a shit?
What is the Conor McGregor fine avoids jail for hitting man at bar?
I mean, that's typical of him.
Yeah, he just fights anybody.
Well, it's the thing about Conor McGregor I've heard about. He's a cool, nice dude, but if you try to fuck with him, which is a stupid idea.
Dumb idea. Especially because he's Irish.
Start a fight. What? What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying, he literally looks like the type of dude who wants to fight somebody off the street.
Like I would love to meet him, though.
Oh, yeah. He seems like a cool guy.
Like, no offense to Mayweather fans. I would rather meet McGregor first than Mayweather.
I don't really care.
I've been more of a... No, I'm saying just in general.
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to meet Mayweather, too, but he'd probably be somewhere too expensive for me to meet. But, yeah, like, apparently this, like, these people are like, yeah, he's all nice and stuff, but, like, if you tried to fuck with him, that's your own fault.
Yeah, I don't get why somebody would try.
He can break your freaking arms, legs, like, a trained professional fighter.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, I'm going to fuck with McGregor, he ain't shit. Or the same with Mayweather. If you fuck with Mayweather, your ass is getting knocked out.
Yeah, big time.
I remember about the whole when the McGregor versus Mayweather. I was hoping for McGregor because I'm like, no offense to Mayweather team. I'm like, he has to at least lose once, maybe, because he's 50, you know.
Yeah.
Well, now he's 50 now, but people are actually speculating they should fight again, but in the octagon.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, that's more of his. More. Of
that's
his
why fight. I was thinking because. He's used to the octagon.
Yeah.
Like the using his.
Yeah, using everything.
Yeah, everything.
Literally everything.
But, and like, he had to be restricted to, like.
Yeah,
to his arms. And Mayweather, he's mastered, like, boxing. Like, yeah, to, like,
so the way his. Like, have you seen him just, like, training? Like, it's crazy. Like, the way he trains, he's fast.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, that was the other. I wanted him to win, McGregor to win, but, like, I was like, he's not really. He's, like, restricted in the whole fight.
Oh, yeah.
And, like...
It just seemed like an unfair advantage.
And that should mean that McGregor should have a chance to do it again. But if he lost, I'll be like, wow, you suck.
That'd be some depressing shit.
Mayweather would never let him forget that he beat him in his own game.
That's literally, like, the worst. That's like fighting them in your own home territory.
It is. I was just, like, thinking about it, and I'm like, man, what if he actually, like, breaks something of... Because, like, Mayweather's never been knocked out, obviously. Yeah. And McGregor's never been knocked out. And it's, like, it'd be insane for the first time. Well, it'd be bad for them.
Not only that, it's just there would be, like, actual, like, breakage
in
the octagon.
Because it's not these, like... I mean, there's different ounce gloves. They're, like, some of them are, like, this puffy, which is ridiculous. Like, it'd just be just, like... Hitting you with Elmo.
I mean, it still hurts, obviously.
It still hurts, yeah, but, like, it's still a cushion. Huge cushion, but you get the 10-ounce gloves, which is, like, this, and it's just, like, it's a lot more of a feeling.
Yeah.
And I think the MMA ones are, like, even more, like, they're, like, pretty like barely, just like only the knuckle part is like.
Oh yeah, the MMA one, it's just like a soft like puff, just right.
Yeah, it's only like the knuckle part, like it's
like. Yeah, I've seen them. They're like.
It's like that's it.
Just like another.
Knuckle like they do pair. Like things like, do yeah. that, and there's nothing there.
Exactly, that's why they go for that.
Also, like I've seen, like there's not. I don't know if there's different classes of like heavyweight, lightweight in MMA, but like most of the time they're like
there is,
skinny as hell. Well, not like skinny as hell, but like pretty skinny.
They look. And muscular. They look. Yeah, they look.
Like Mayweather looked a bit more like beefy.
Beefier, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that was another thing. I feel like that was kind of like another not an unfair.
I think they're in the same class though.
Maybe.
I think McGregor's just was used to like, because like usually I don't know. I haven't watched fully about MMA, but like I think MMA fights last shorter. Like, cause I heard, I think it was like less than the minute he defeated an opponent.
Oh jeez.
Like that's just saying something.
Yeah, big time. That's crazy.
And like the Mayweather versus McGregor went to like 6-8 rounds.
I don't remember, honestly. Something that was like a while that. Ago.
But yeah, I was amazed by that. Like I was like, wow, someone like was like, yeah, we're ready for this fight. Boom, done already. Like what do you do next? Like
take just go home and fucking lose your earnings, because I'm
sure he's like, all right, where's my belt? Where's my fucking belt? This is the other belt I had. Where's the second belt? I deserve the second belt. Jeez. It was so funny. Oh, did you watch David Dobrik's recent vlog with
the porn star in it?
Yeah, the porn star.
Yeah,
I recognized it.
Of course you did.
Yeah. No, but here's the funny thing: the first time he had a porn star, which was Riley Reid.
Yeah, Riley Reid.
I never heard of her, ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked her up, I'm like, oh, that's what she, okay. And when this vlog, I'm like, what does he mean, he finally met her? And then I'm like, wait, I recognize that person. And then he always explained that, and then he's like, I was just like, okay, I feel like David's just like, he's just trying to like.
Oh yeah, did you see the very ending?
Yeah.
He's like a drone.
Well, I think I'm already a drone. I'm kidding. Oh, well, I already a drone, but not for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't it weird? Like, she was saying, like, they're not allowed to vape during...
That was weird, yeah. That was kind of, like...
It's interesting.
It's like, why?
Like, I mean, she's exposing her body for the world to see.
Yeah.
But she can't... Which is bad for her, but, like...
I guess. I don't know.
That's
I
weird.
The reason.
That's a weird rule.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What up?
Kelly, my sister, she said the first Christmas song in the store is playing right now.
Oh, jeez. It's November 1st.
This is at Target, by the way.
That's crazy.
That, why? Oh, actually, here's a funny thing. There, it was last year. I think, yeah, last year. I was at Paul, producer extraordinaire. And we're, I was at his house, and all of a sudden, this Christmas commercial comes on. And it was, like, October 15th.
Nice.
And then, another time, funny thing else with Paul again. It was, like, the year before. It was in September. We were at Walmart, and there was Christmas stuff, and it was September.
I mean, we've gotten Christmas stuff pretty early too.
Yeah, but we don't put it out.
Yeah, that's true. We don't put it out.
Like this year at our store, we put it out like dumb early. Like customers are complaining, like, "Why the fuck is
yeah?"
Like literally, they're like, "Where is all the Halloween stuff?" I'm like, literally, we got a shit ton of Halloween stuff last year. This year, I work in the back room. There's like, we barely got Halloween stuff.
Like, but I mean, not a lot of people bought anything. Like, there's still a lot in the front. Like,
yeah, well, in general. In. But like, I just like noticed like we barely got any Halloween stuff. Like, right. Maybe a little bit of candy stuff. Like, and then like, all of a sudden we get a bunch of Christmas stuff. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, why is it out already? But it's like 2 weeks or 3 weeks till Halloween.
Yeah.
And like now, like literally, you walk in like, oh, let me get some Halloween stuff at Home Goods.
Literally, just
it's holidays. The signs say holiday stuff.
Yeah.
Next, you just have to wait for the Christmas music.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't mind, because, like...
I don't mind it, but when it's too early, it's just, like, it feels so annoying. I don't know.
But, like, it was funny, though, because, like, everyone's like, oh, I want to hear Christmas music. I'm like, I'd rather listen to anything but the same old crap that they play all the time. Which I hate. They play Avicii songs, which I love Avicii, and I don't want them to play that, because that means I'll get, I would hate listening to them.
They only play, like, what, 2-3 songs of his? Or actually, like, 2?
I think 3, actually. But, like, some of them are actually my favorites, and I'm like, no. I'm going to get sick of it. Like, now, I actually don't listen to some of those songs anymore, like, because they play it.
Right. They just play it too often.
Oh, speaking of retail,
I didn't get the job at Apple.
You didn't?
No.
What did they say? They just said they're not looking or something?
Well, I got the email. I was like...
By the way, he applied to Apple.
Yeah. That's, I had the phone interview, and then I should have had someone... what's that thing where you know someone at the store to recommend?
A recommendation.
Yeah, I didn't have... I know... losing my voice. I didn't ask to... I'm not going to say who they are, like, to recommend me. I think that was the first issue. Yeah. I'm losing my voice.
You good?
There we go. Jesus. My voice is back. All right. Hi, Sean. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us and learn about career opportunities at Apple. At this time, we have chosen to not choose you. I'm just kidding. We have chosen to move forward with other candidates. Again, we appreciate your interest in Apple, and we wish the best in your future endeavors. Sincerely, Apple Worldwide Recruiting.
P.S. Fuck you.
No, I love Little Fox.
P.S. You bought a Microsoft mouse. That's what happened.
That's actually true. I went to the... Apple owns Beats, but, like, I bought these. The
Power Beats. Yeah. For the people who are listening, just in case. You bought... Ooh. That's what they look
like. I hope that didn't activate your phone.
What do you mean?
Oh, there you go. Because, like, it's the W1 chip. You open it, and it shows... It pops up. Like, because I didn't have to go to settings... The Bluetooth. Well, obviously, I had the Bluetooth on, but like when you open it, it has like an animation where it's all
smooth. Right.
Because it's like, it's usually the AirPods only, but like that, this is Apple as well. Yeah, I went to the Microsoft store right after. And I bought at the Apple store, I was looking for a Manfrotto tripod for like my little Sony camera for the trip tomorrow. And I was like, oh, they have it. And I was asking him, like, how much is it? He said $150. I'm like, that makes no sense. And then I looked at it. It's like a kit with like electronic, like if you're doing a time lapse, it's like.
Oh, okay. Moves
with all this. That, I'm like, I understand why it's more expensive, but I was like, do you have just the tripod? I don't need all these little accessories because I have accessories.
Yeah.
He's like, well, we have some over there, and it was actually a Joby, which we use as well. Yeah. There's a Joby one over there.
Joby.
That's a Gorilla. That's not their smallest one, but that's like their mid-sized cameras.
Yeah.
The one I have, which I need to get, I want to get a new one, but it still works fine. It's like made to use like cameras that are like I think it's like a 10-pound limit, roughly.
For that one?
That one you can use DSLRs actually.
That's cool.
I was looking at the box, but. The one I have a bigger one of that one, but I'm jealous of his because it has a level on it. Because mine doesn't. I'm like, it costs way more, and they put a leveler. What can I say?
Yeah.
They like so. Well, now it's just back to a regular playlist. Oh, I think they accidentally maybe put.
They want to see everybody's reaction.
No. Oh yeah, apparently Target. Their power keeps going out.
Yeah, that's weird. Because
of the storm.
Interesting. Yeah, because it's been really windy around here, like, lately. Like, very, like right windy. Now. Yeah.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Get up. Is that your chair?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so...
It's like that, I've seen, like, a TikTok where, like, the chair comes out and then, like, it goes... The pole goes through.
Oh, jeez.
And it's like...
Yeah. I've seen that, actually, yeah. Well, that was a small chair.
Well, there was like some type of show. The guy sat on like those type of bar stool chairs, the mm-hmm. circle ones.
Yeah.
He was like, he gets up. The thing went through.
Yeah.
And it was like this much high out.
Yeah.
Like,
that. I've seen that. But I'm sure those are all fake though, because I'm sure if somebody did that, they wouldn't just say they'd fucking die.
Well, no, like, oh, well, I don't know what he was wearing, but, like, for me, if I don't want that to ever happen, but, like, if it happened to me, I always wear jeans, but I think jeans would be able to, like, kind of deflect it. Like, if you're wearing, like, what you're wearing, yeah, you're gonna feel penetration.
Okay. You guys don't know what we're talking about. We're talking about the chairs that have, like, the little fucking...
That, poles like, that support it.
Yeah, poles that support it, and then just the chairs have been breaking.
Because sometimes, like, if you like, because people are stupid, they like just like
put all their boom, weight
like,
on
like,
it.
Like they jump on it. Like sometimes, not all the time, it'll
bust right through the pole and then just go right up your no-nose area.
No-nose area. Sounds like you're saying the nose-o's there.
Nose-o's there. So what else is upcoming?
Christmas.
No, Thanksgiving. That's what's first.
We don't talk about that.
All right. Anyways.
Oh, yeah. How was you trying to make a joke with Native American? How was you trying to make a joke with
that? I was like, oh, yeah.
I wasn't even thinking about that.
Is there anything else coming up? Improvise. Find something on there. No.
Breeders, cup horse, name, I don't know, trolls, President Trump.
Cool. Actually, I was going to actually ask you, how long are we going to make this podcast?
It's whenever it's like, okay, let's probably find it. Like, the podcast is not going to be, like, always like, oh, it's going to be always this amount of minutes. Like, kind of like with other people, like... With, like Rooster Teeth, sometimes their podcasts are, like, an hour 30, or they're, like, 2 hours and 30. It's, like, it's random. That's what it's, like, with this. Like, sometimes we may have a short podcast, or we may have a long podcast, which I think I'm going to say the limit is an hour and 30. That's, like, the maximum, like,
yeah.
Not to go that far. Unless we have a bunch of people, which would make sense why it would go far.
Yeah, of course.
So that, if we had, like... I don't know, four or five people in total. Yeah. I would allow it to go to two or two and a half. That's like, because like, there's a lot of people. Ellie has stupid stories most of the time. And and the other podcast that's not a podcast, it's a special F2E podcast. We talk about getting a camera that's for video only, which
doesn't, oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, which doesn't sound right because like, these are videos, but there's a, in the camera industry, they consider this not to be a professional video camera,
yeah,
because it's only for taking pictures and it limits to 30 minutes because of like safety with the batteries, blah, 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 blah. But like, it can definitely go past 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Exactly. But like, I was actually researching like before this, on my old camera. I was actually thinking like to like change to like
hack it up.
Yeah. Like, because I'm like, we need more because like,
yeah,
before we're just using our iPad, well, our iPads and stuff.
Yeah. Now we're using my phone all the time.
Well, for now.
Yeah.
Oh, did you, speak of, remember when we had iPads from in high school?
Yeah.
Did you know they opened the, you remember that outdoor area?
No, I saw it. I followed them on Twitter. Revere High.
What the fuck?
So, yeah. So, if you guys don't know, well, if you guys aren't from around here, we used to go to a school named Revere High School.
Yeah, the
and,
best.
sure.
We can say whatever. We have the diplomas.
I think this was like 2 years after. No, two, 3 years. After?
It's been 3 years.
3 years since we graduated.
Yeah, so we're only allowed to eat at the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Sometimes we sneak into the library.
Library, yeah.
Like, because you're not allowed to have food. But, you know, people, you know. You take.
you know.
You gotta sneak it in. Just be like, put in your bag. Be like, make sure Bubba's not watching you.
Yeah, there was this hall monitor. She's funny.
She's awesome. I think she retired.
She retired the same year we stopped going. Graduated, rather.
I don't know who it would be. But like, the library, like, it's so annoying that they spent the majority of like budgeting with the school onto the library. Make it like all nice. They put these stupid glass rooms. Like, not like, oh, you can't hear them. There's a fucking gap.
Yeah.
On the top. Like, that's like this big. You can see them and you can hear them. You just can't open because you can lock the door.
Yeah, I remember when people would get locked inside too. They looked like cage animals. It was the best thing ever.
Yeah, because some reason like it automatically locked. Like they close the door because like privacy, and they'll be like, it's locked, and like we couldn't do it. Like if you're on the other side, we couldn't do anything because you had to have the key.
Yeah.
So and, like
the janitor would, guy, whoever had the key, it would literally take like the longest time to even get there.
Yeah, so they're just like.
It looked like cage animals. It was the best thing ever. I remember, I think somebody did this one time. They were like, you need food? Somebody would just throw it over the gap. And it was like, you need food? Oh, man.
Yo, imagine there was like a hole like in prison. It's just like...
Yeah, because I remember you could also write on the mirrors. Yeah. On the windows.
The windows. Sorry.
And they were like, help, in backwards. That's the funniest thing ever.
Oh, yeah, like it was, when we were like... seniors, they allow us to write on them.
Yeah.
We probably said something about YouTube, I think.
Wait, what?
We probably wrote something about YouTube. Probably.
Oh, yeah. We put our channel. That was funny. But yeah.
Well, back to the cafeteria thing. Like, so.
Oh yeah.
We would, you go to the library or there, or.
Now.
Well, now.
Today. This
you can
year.
Go out. It's actually a cool area, but we never went there because like.
The only time we went there. Well,
was for the class picture.
Yes. That was literally the only time I think I went out there.
Yeah. I maybe once.
I think I went.
Oh, the ice bucket challenge.
That's where they had it.
Oh. Well, I never went up.
I went to the junior one and the senior one.
Oh, dope. That's cool.
So I got to see Dr. Myers get ice bucketed.
Oh, okay.
She prefers to call it Dr. Myers.
Nah.
Because of her doctor.
Her doctrine. Fuck off. That's what I gotta say.
It takes a lot to earn it. But it does. I'm just like if I took the time to get like that degree, I wouldn't be like, Michael, you have to call me Dr. Romacito.
I'd be like, you can go fuck yourself now.
That's new.
Yeah, it is new. Anyways, so I mean, now they allowed kids to go outside to eat.
Yeah, they have these New England type outdoor restaurant like circle seats.
Yeah, if you've ever been to like Six Flags, like those like little restaurant seats.
Yeah, like you can sit cast outside. Iron, like covered with like thick amount of paint or something.
Plastic
like that.
Or something like that. Yeah,
like I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and I love seeing that like people's comments like saying like, hey man, like oh wow, it only took them like 2 or 3 years and all that stuff.
I'm actually curious now.
Yeah, check it out. See if it's in there. Just search up Revere High School. But yeah, I mean, that was...
Bullshit.
It is, because I would have loved to go outside. Or actually, no, I'd probably just be in the library the entire time still. Because I would just go there. I would buy, I would go to the cafeteria, buy like 2 packs of cookies. They were 50 cents each. They would come in a 2-pack.
Oh yeah, by the way, those cookies. So, I don't know if RMA had them, but at Susan B. Anthony, we had these cookies for 75 cents.
They were like huge. Yeah, I used to have them RMA too.
Yeah, and then I get to high school, I'm like... The fuck is this shit?
Yeah, for 50 cents. I mean, sure, it's 25 cents less.
It's
but
healthier, LS, though. Oh, well, it is, sort of.
Yeah, I know, but like...
Oh, yeah, the tweet is, what a beautiful day for outdoor eating. Check out our new picnic tables.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's today's table comments.
Aw.
I wonder crazy. Why.
I wonder how many people, like, swore at them.
Like... You can't.
It doesn't say how many comments either?
No.
Wow. Oh, okay. I mean, it's true, though. Like, it's kind of messed up that, like, they do that now. Like, do they trust these guys more? Like, are they more fucking...
Oh, yeah. When I saw that picture, I was looking for AirPods because, like, everyone has AirPods now. Like, speak of AirPods. The AirPod
2. What are they calling it? Pros. Yeah, that's what they're calling it.
Nothing pro about it, really. Sony has them on there.
Yeah, they just
noise canceling.
That's all.
Like, okay,
cool.
Like, I don't care what I say because I was trying to get into Apple.
Yeah, I'd rather get a pair of Beats Pro. Wow, this case actually is nice. I didn't even feel it.
You just did this.
Yeah, I went like this because I was like, I didn't ever felt it. It feels good. I like it. I want to get a pair. Those are nice.
You have Sony, and then you have...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about those.
Yeah, those are really high quality.
I'm gonna be wearing
the
those.
The only reason I have these is because the portability and working out.
Yeah.
I want to get the Sony ones to edit, and, like, pretty much... I will only use these to work out when I get the Sony ones.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a fan of, like, Beats audio or in-ear, but my JBL Everest fucking broke. Well, not broke. They're fixable. But I needed something to get, because I didn't listen to music for like 3 days. It was such a tragedy. It was such a struggle. Like, I don't know how people deal with not listening to music.
Yeah, I can't deal with it either. I gotta listen to something. I gotta hear like background, well, not just background noise. Anyway, so yeah, so we did talk about cafeteria. We talked about people being stuck in glass windows areas.
I remember, you remember Gil, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if we talked about this before, but I don't think we did. So he was the wee head of the group.
Weed. Yeah. I don't think you said it right. You said we. It sounded like you said we.
Okay.
Anyways, go ahead. What were you saying?
Well, obviously he didn't smoke it in school. But oh, yeah. He did, like this guy, with vaping.
Vape Nation.
Yeah, you haven't vaped since high school.
But yeah, because, I mean, it's just dumb now.
Yeah. But, I don't know if you guys call it free periods, but like each class is a period. Like, fourth period is math, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But if there's no teacher couldn't come, either we get a substitute or free period. And a free period means we go to the auditorium.
Yeah.
And so it was like kind of cool, chill. Like, we just like be like laid back playing. Like,
and it was like dark. 7. It was dark too, yeah. So it was the best thing. So like literally nobody would
the
be.
The popular thing was 8 pool and Asphalt 7.
Yeah.
And oh yeah, people went to me for the games because I always had all the games. Because like you could sign into the Apple account, get the thing.
Get it for free.
Yeah. And he had his vape and he was like, little puffs.
Yeah.
Nothing. And he's like, oh, you want to try it? And I asked if there was nicotine because I had not tried. He probably lied to me, but.
There's always nicotine.
I did it once. I don't think that would harm me at all.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It would just make you addicted, but you're not
he
addicted.
He said, the, like, I don't consider racist, but I'm pretty sure someone probably would think it's racist, but I'm Native American, so it's fine. But I was like this. Huge. He's like, you fuck, is that your Native American? And like Mr. Pajinski was coming down the aisle, so he was like, what the fuck? Like, I was dying when he said the Native American thing. I was just like, I found that funny. I think
the best thing is that, like, I remember his laugh too, and I could just imagine him laughing. Like, he would just like try and cover it up, and then he would.
I want to meet up with him. Like, I had his number once. I forget. I need to talk to Josiah.
Yeah, Josiah. Yeah,
they were buds, but like, dude, Gil would turn so red. It was the best thing. He knows, like, yeah. Mr. Hunsaker, best class ever.
Math teacher. He was a good guy, but we fucked with his class so much, so badly.
Oh, he said like, no, you made the class interesting. I liked it.
Yeah,
no. Like, because like we were like apologizing because like we're more like we are mature, but like
we were out of his class already. We were like, yeah, I think seniors.
We're like. Oh, we're sorry. We're like, I was such an asshole in general. Yeah. And he was like, no, you made the class interesting. It was a lot of fun, actually. Like, the principal would come in. Like, we're not like doing bad stuff. Like, the reason the principal came in.
We would just, I think we would do our work, and then we would
we'd actually finish our work. Like, it was you, me, Gil, Josiah, and I think that was it. Sometimes we'd help Ricardo.
Yeah, because we were just like, I would kind of just copy off of them.
Yeah, he would.
And then I would literally
he'd be in the corner like this.
And then we would just literally play games the rest of the time. Cause
yeah,
it would take,
San Andreas came out for iOS.
It would literally take everybody for like 3 hours.
I'm not saying they were freaking dumb, but like, I was like, oh, Josiah, I got this for this. He's like, oh yeah, that's right. Okay, I'll do that. Like, we all finished it together. So
yeah.
If Mr. Hunsaker came around, he's like, oh, we finished. He's like, okay, you guys are. You don't need to.
Yeah. So everybody.
So he never talked to us because he knew we got our work done.
Yeah.
Like the do now.
The do now.
Do now means 5-10 minutes at most.
Yeah.
Not 45 minutes.
What was the time period for every period?
I just said it.
What?
I just said 45 minutes.
Oh, it was 45 minutes. Oh yeah. Because I was going to say, I was like, I know every period was like, we only had 4 periods, right?
No, we have more. It's 6 or 5 of them.
Oh, jeez, what am I thinking about? Middle school?
Yeah.
Yeah, middle school, I only had 4 periods. That was weird. But yeah, I mean,
I felt bad, but he was like, he was okay with it. I was surprised. Oh, yeah, I was the 7-Eleven as well.
Because you would go to Walgreens every morning.
Yeah, I'll be like, yo, Mike, let's go to Walgreens. He's like, nah.
I'm like, either it's too cold or I'm just literally lazy.
Yeah, he would say, you two, like, I was with Lil Mike, and he was like, yo, you two are crazy. Because, like, he would see Lil Mike and I walk away from the school through a blizzard.
Yeah. This is how I imagine it. I'm, like, watching you guys disappear in the snow. Just like, that's literally what it, like, looked like.
Yeah, I know. I would always get, like, some type, like, I bought, like, packs of, like, I brought a 12-pack of sodas.
Yeah.
And, like, I should have charged people.
You should have. You could have.
But I'm too nice.
I mean, also, I'm sure if somebody caught you, that would literally, like, be really bad.
Yeah, it's like, well, I wasn't selling. I was just like, hey, I want some.
Like, it's not like you're just fucking dealing actual coke.
You want some coke over here?
Some coke.
I got some coke. You want a diet? I got diet coke. You want zero coke? Well, we got that too.
Zero. We got zero coke.
But yeah, I think it was like, I brought the glass bottles of Pepsi.
I remember those.
And I didn't because usually most of the time.
I remember this.
Most of the time, it's you get the ball opener. Yeah. But Michael's like, oh, I'll open it.
I was like, I got it, man.
Like, he was like, you go on up.
Go to a table and just slam the top of it.
Yeah, which works. Yeah. And then, like, I was like, oh, so, and then I saw it twist.
You didn't say anything, too. That was the funny thing. You looked at me and you went like this. You just opened up with your hand. I'm like, fuck. And then I sprayed myself too with the Pepsi. So I was like, I'm gonna be sticky for a while too. And
I think it was with like Mountain Dew's, like Mr. Hunter. I think that day he was just like fed up. He was just like he was like in that one to just have moods. Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
He was just like, I was an asshole. I said, "Here you go, butler." He was collecting it.
I was like,
and like Josiah, like his head went down. He's like, "Yo, he's such a fucking asshole."
Yeah, I was like, "Oh no."
As a joke, but like,
yeah,
like at least he was cool. Like, I'm amazed we never got
expelled. We got him mad a couple times, but like it was like more of the fact that like nobody did their work at all. Like,
except for us,
took so long rather, and like he would literally not be able to do anything. I feel like that's what made him.
Yeah, because like I don't know why we're put in that class. Because I think that class was for like struggling people.
Yeah, I know. And like honestly,
it's not Hunsaker. I think those people actually could, like they're struggling to do.
Because we had like three or four kids that like were like Spanish speakers mainly. Yeah, mostly.
Mainly.
I don't know what the fuck I said that like that. Mostly. But it was weird though, because when we were put in that class, I was like, either this is for the troublemakers. Or this is for the people who are like really slow on things, and I'm like,
I'm not trying to get Hunsaker in trouble, but like this is just like
I don't think he works there anymore. I'm sure.
I don't know, but either way,
an old guy. He was an old.
But like I think it was just because like those were students that struggled, but like we just worked together. It's the aspect of high school. As long as you get the grades, it doesn't really matter how you got the answer.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
if I didn't do that, I would still be in high school probably.
Depends on the teacher too though.
Yeah, that's it. But like I don't know, we worked together and we're fine. I saw people struggled, like it wasn't like, I'm pretty sure that was the reason. Like I think it was a special education class.
I don't know, was it though?
I think so, because Ricardo was there. Oh, I'm kidding, Ricardo, I'm kidding if you're listening.
Didn't he move to Brazil or something?
Yeah, I think so. Him and I are friends on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like I said, I'm kidding, Ricardo, you don't have to.
Fuck you, no, I'm kidding. I never had beef with him.
Remember he was like looking through my bag because the...
Yeah, because supposedly you took his Xbox games.
I did. That's the reason Miss Meyer and Paczynski came.
Oh, speaking of Ricardo, I bought his Xbox 360 off of him. It's the one over there.
Wait, really?
Yeah, well, the one that's in my room.
Vieira?
Yeah. Ricardo. The one.
Oh, wow. What was that like?
I bought it $50. I was just like, I'll take it. I was like, yeah, man. But the funny thing is, I don't even use it. So, I mean, I played it for a little while because I was like, oh, man, I miss my old games and all that stuff. And I just bought it off of him for $50. And he's like, here you go, man. I'm like, okay, thanks, man.
Hey, yo, man.
Hey, yo. Thanks, man.
I found an interesting article. We thought this bear was out cold. We were mistaken.
Okay. That picture looks terrifying.
Because...
You're in a hole.
In this picture, it's not like, oh, a tunnel. This is like a pretty small tunnel that like bears will probably crawl in and yeah, probably has a little opening. Like if that bear, oh my god, look at that. Actually, look closer at the picture.
Yeah. What the fuck? That doesn't even look like a bear. Oh wait, no, I see it now. Yeah, never mind. Hi, bear.
It's cute, but yeah, like holy shit, that dude was probably like, fuck.
He's like, shit.
Yeah, so Argo, we thought this bear was all cold. We were mistaken. This was red. This is so, like,
that's funny.
I get National Geographic game, the cool, like, natural stuff. But like,
it's like, you don't have to be that close.
Yeah, like, just use my Nikon P1000. You don't have to be close at all. Well, it's different high quality.
Yeah.
Wait, I think the funniest thing was, like, when, like, we took his video games. Like, we weren't
speaking about Ricardo again. Yes.
Yeah. So I had a bag that had it was like mostly for like papers and folders and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was like on the back side of the bag. But I was like, we finished our work and like I was just playing GTA San Andreas. And Gil's like, yo, hide this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He passed you the freaking games.
And I'm like, what? I'm like, what is this? I'm like, who's that? Are these? He's like, they're Ricardo's. I'm like, oh, okay.
He's like, oh, okay, no problem.
I put it in, and then like, I think Ricardo was, he was at the bathroom. He can't, first of all, sorry, Ricardo, we're talking about you, but like, if you're listening, but like, he had like his games on the desk.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
Which made no sense. I don't know if he was trying to sell it or something.
I don't know.
But he came back. He's like, yo, Gil, where's my games? Like, he's like, I don't know. I was like, where are they?
And he was like laughing. He was like, he would always put his sweatshirt over his face.
He would do this. He'd be like,
yeah, to cover himself. It's like, what are you doing, man? You're making yourself so obvious.
And he's like, Sean, where's my game? And I'm like, I'm like, I don't know. And like, not like, opposite that. If I did like that, it'd be pretty obvious. But
the funny thing is that you kept the straightest face too. You were like, just playing, like, you looked at him like, I'm just playing my game, man. Like, just leave me alone or some shit like that.
And yeah, you saw it.
I was just watching this whole thing go down. I was just like, this is great. This is great.
And he actually went through my bag. Yeah. Like, he
and didn't find it.
Yeah, he saw my spaghetti, my freaking...
My spaghetti?
My lunch. He saw my spaghetti, he saw my books and all that. Couldn't find it. And he's like, I'm going to tell the principal. And like, we're like...
And if you were thinking where the teacher was, he was literally just sitting down watching this down too. He was just watching it happen all the time too. Yeah. He was just watching, and then he was, I think he was trying to stop him from like, I guess he was yelling a little bit.
Yeah.
He was like, calm down, Ricardo. Like, we can handle this. And then Ricardo just goes on just to go.
Just like dab like there. Like.
Yeah. He just went on and went and to then, the principal.
Here comes the principals. Not... The principal, Garcia.
Who was it again? Oh, yeah.
Myers. And Paczynski. I remember it took me a while to figure out how to say Paczynski.
Paczynski? Yeah, you were like... So they both came down.
Yeah, and it was so cool. It was so cool because, like, Myers was, like, the bad cop, and, like, Paczynski was the cool cop.
Yeah, he was
like, the good cop. And, like, so... Miss Myers, she came, it's like, who stole his video games?
Yeah. It was the funniest thing too, because
it went from this, like, it was like,
because you would hear footsteps, and it was like quiet, because we thought like, okay,
yeah, the hallways are quiet, and you know she's wearing heels, like you hear the,
and everybody was playing games and stuff like that, and everybody just literally clicked off so fast. I remember seeing everybody go,
or like this,
yeah, with the little forefinger slide.
I haven't done that in a while because like, obviously I'm not nice, but
yeah,
but, like, it's like.
Yeah, we're like,
bitch, I'm doing my work.
We just look at it. We
everybody, oh, you gone? Back to my game.
Everybody turned to her and everybody's like, huh?
And actually put it back on the desk and like, yeah. Hunsucker being the snitch that he is.
Well, I mean,
was like, I know, I'm real, okay. He's like, yeah, Sean put it on the desk.
Yeah. He just wanted to resolve quickly and fast.
Yeah, and I wasn't going down because Gil was the mastermind as well. And
he
didn't mind. Like, he was like, yeah, I understand. Yeah, we both did it. Yeah. Technically, I asked you to do it. And, like, she got Gil and then went to the office. So I wasn't talked to at all.
Right.
So I'm in the office. Pretend this is, like, the chair. This is, like, the wall. And then right there's the door to Ms. Meyer's office. Paczynski was right here. And I couldn't hear anything in there. So Gil was in there talking to Ms. Myers, and Paczynski, him being like this, like, he's like, you weren't gonna steal them, right? You're just playing around. Like.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I don't even play Call of Duty.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. I remember you telling me that afterwards.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I don't play. He's like, yeah, yeah. So I'm like, oh, so you understand. And then, like, Ms. Myers came out and said, like, okay, you both have in-house, never went to it. didn't control for that either. Didn't go to it, but I think Gil did. But
yeah, I remember I went to in-house once, and then the last time I got it was I was just like, nah, I'm not going.
So yeah, we start going upstairs, like back to the classroom, and I think we're like, I think what was the class on the second floor or third? Oh no, it was the third floor.
Third floor.
And we're like on the second staircase, staircase that's going to the third floor, and. I forget what we're talking about, but at one point, Gil's like, yo, that bitch called me a dumbass. And I just started laughing so hard. Like, what were you hearing?
Nothing, really, because, I mean, all I heard was just you guys laughing down the hallway, coming down, and we're like,
and what's the funny going thing on? Is, Ricardo was probably like, yeah!
Yeah, like, all happy.
And, like, everyone's probably like, and we come in laughing, and everyone's like, what the
fuck? Yeah, what happened? Like, you guys have a good time?
when you're, like, for me, I don't really care about, when you're supposed to, like, get in trouble, you're supposed to be like, you're like, no one look at me. We were just like, hey, what's up, man? Yeah. It's fucking hilarious. Actually, one time, like, I think it was the time, I won't say who, accused me of stuff I didn't do, but then I got suspended.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I'm not gonna mention, we're cool now, which I don't like the whole grudges.
Yeah.
So we're cool. I don't care anymore. But at that time, I wanted to flip Ms. Meyer's desk so badly. Because it was, like, annoying me that I was getting accused of stuff that I didn't do. I had explanation for every little thing that was supposedly what happened. And which made me innocent. But, like, she still suspended me because it was against my record or something like that. Because I've gotten suspended before for another reason. But, like, That I actually, like, they asked me, did I do the thing? I said yes, and, like, I wasn't, like, trying to, like, get it. You know, most kids are like, oh, I'm trying. But, like, they're like, oh, because you admit you only have one day of suspension, which, cool, thankfully, not, like, a whole week. But, like, because of that, it was against my record, apparently.
Yeah.
And I was, like, it was the only time, actually, like, imagine, like, this is, like, a meter of, like, anger. I was, like, it was, like, getting to that tipping point where, like, I wanted to scream and just flip the desk, throw shit. But I was, like, no, just don't do anything. But, like, I think that was the only time I got really, like, in trouble. Like, was the first time and the second time getting accused. But, like, I never went to that in-house. Like, I think she's just like, oh, yeah, she's like, with that, the thing where I was getting accused, like, if you don't do anything wrong, like, get in trouble, it'll be taken off.
Yeah.
Which it did, but that was the year I stole the video
games. Stole the video games, yeah.
Like, jeez. Like, I don't get, like, I don't know, this school is, like, so weird. Like, we had, like, it went from, like, modern library to, like, these super old 18th century doors near the cafeteria. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I always wonder what was in there. I was just like, what's in there? Like, it's the fucking cafeteria, and then you have these freaking doors from a mansion.
Yeah.
Like, I always, like, it was always, like, covered by something.
Right,
like,
right.
Because it was, like, it wasn't like, oh, you can't see anything because of the door. It had, like, the windows. Like, I forget what the type of windows those are called. It's like three squares like this, and it has, like, the wood in between.
I don't know windows. I just call them windows.
Well, basically your window,
yeah,
but on the door.
Right.
Like
a window.
Oh, yeah. I remember the freaking smoothies that were free.
Yeah.
That was the shit. Like, if I never went to Walgreens, I'd be like, yo, Mike, let's get
I was like, we got to go right now.
Because, like,
they go out.
Yeah, because you told me they were free. I'm like, huh?
Yeah. I was like, they're free, man.
But after, like, if you, like, not, like, drinking, like that, you just, like, enjoy, like, when you get, like, it gets, like, this weird chunky.
Yeah, it's, like.
It was weird. Like, it was, like, nice, and then, like, at the end of, like, the drink, it's, like, I guess it was, like, chunky. It's either
filled all with ice, I think. It was, like, shaved ice, I think.
Yeah, it was good, though.
Yeah, it was not bad.
Free is amazing.
That's my favorite word.
Yeah, I never really ate lunches there, because I'm, like.
Yeah, I stopped after, I think, freshman year, because then I was, like, I'm not paying $2.50 every fucking time. Yeah, and now
you buy, like, these expensive meals.
Yeah, I mean,
how the times have changed.
And the thing was, is that I would literally just buy two packs of cookies, so it was like four cookies, and then just have a water from home, and then just eat that.
Yeah, I would always get lunch from home. I'm starting to do that now, like getting a lunch from home, because I'm trying to, like, not, because I realize I spend like almost $100 a week on food.
Yeah,
which is ridiculous, because that's like someone's, like, grocery list.
Yeah, for the, like, 2 weeks, month.
Yeah, like, the only times I was like, you know, I'm gonna try it. I didn't mind the burgers, because, you know, I love burgers.
Yeah, the burgers aren't the best. The spicy chicken patties were my favorite. Those were really
There
good.
Was one item that, so, I'm picky with food. Like, I don't like any breakfast food, almost. Like, I don't like eggs, unless if it's, like, specific, the spinach, scrambled, cheesy eggs.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very picky. Like, that's just me. It's not me being like, oh, I don't want that. It's just, like, me, like, I actually don't like it.
Right.
But, like, oatmeal, oh, my God, I gag with oatmeal. Like, I try, but, like, it's just, like, I get a gag reflex immediately when I, like, try. But, like, I don't throw up. I just, like, I'm like, ugh, like, nothing comes out. But, like,
yeah, it's just a gag.
But there is, so, I said, well, okay, go to school lunch. This was, like, in freshman year, I think. It came with fries. And I call it the mystery red meat. But it wasn't red. It had this sauce that was like, I don't know what I can't describe the color. It was like a little bit lighter than this. Like, it was lighter, and imagine little chunks in the thing.
If you guys are listening, it's just a maroon. It's just maroon, just a little lighter. Think of that.
Yeah, and it had like chunks in it. And it was like, I don't know what kind of meat it was, but like, I had the fries and all that. And I noticed that no one's touching it. Like, no one's, like, eating it. But, like, I was hungry. So, did my fork. The minute, this has never happened. The minute it touched my tongue, I almost threw up. Like, Revere High, what the fuck were you thinking?
I'm like, sure
what maybe, trash did you get that out
maybe
of?
Maybe that was supposed to be chili.
That is offensive to me. And to this kid.
Huh? Yeah. Wendy's is better.
Like, I've never tasted something so bad. I'd rather eat shit than that.
Okay, buddy.
I'd rather have shit than that crap. Like, that's like a dead mouse. Ugh. It was so bad. Like, it was like, it wasn't like, you know, you try to get the taste out of your mouth, but it wasn't going away. Ugh. So I go to the auditorium because I knew my friend Tom was there. And I'm like, do you have Doritos?
Jesus. Don't break the mic.
I'm like, do you have Doritos? He's like, what's happening? I'm like, do you have Doritos? Because he always had Doritos. He's like, yeah. Are you going to eat them? He's like, no, I was like, not. I'm like, can I have them? I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, he's like, yeah, what the fuck happened? I'm like, don't try the meat today. It was so bad. Like, I'd rather eat his cooking.
Thanks. Speaking of cooking.
Chef Mike, episode
three. Yeah, we gotta make an episode three.
I'm thinking either not another Italian dish. Like, wait. We could, no, not Italian.
No.
We only cooked burger. Well, you cooked burger and fish. I'm thinking you can cook a very. We're gonna go to Italy. Italy. Italy.
Down in Boston.
Down in Boston. I wanna get like those, you know, those green noodles or spaghetti?
Yeah,
like
it's made out of zucchini.
Yeah, but like I want to see if they have this very unique type of noodle, because like there's this type of noodle, it's black, and when they like it's fully cooked, it's like a like little like squiggly eels around.
Yeah,
and it's really unique because like let's say you're cooking all the ingredients together and all that
made with
the
noodles. Squid ink.
Yeah, like well I don't know if squid ink, but like it's black noodles. But like when you just the noodles, it absorbs all the like a crap ton of flavor. So like you know like when you just have like a plain noodle with like a tiny bit of sauce, it's like meh.
Yeah.
The noodle doesn't have any like real flavor, just like the slight flavor. This it absorbs all the flavor and it's like very delicious. I want to see if we can find that, but if we don't, we'll get the zucchini one. Yeah. And I was thinking you can make the a lasagna.
I can do
with
that.
With a zucchini type.
I haven't tried baking. That'd be kind of fun. I mean, yeah. Bakes.
Definitely read directions. Don't.
Like, oh, yeah, no.
Don't
yeah.
BS it like
usually. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to be like. I'm going to look away too.
Degrees.
And look away real quick. Putting salt in it.
Yo, okay. Oh, I will say, it's pretty hard to fuck up a burger, but like he.
If you haven't watched that episode, go watch it. That's fine.
You overseasoned it. Also, we need to get lights for that show because like. Because
you know what we need.
I'm still learning how to use manual, but like, it's with auto.
Would two studio lights work just fine, like behind us, or would that kind of like, because we got a light right there, and that's about it.
I think we're gonna need. It's gonna be a 3-man crew, because.
Really? Do we need a third person?
Because someone with lighting.
I mean, you could put one on the camera, and then we can have two studio lights. You don't think?
No, that'd be too much of like a light. It needs to be like a natural light, because you know those people who hold that with those reflectors.
Oh, right.
Like to reflect, like make it look like it's a natural light coming onto you.
Yeah.
We need Paul or someone to do that.
We'll get Raheem. He'll do some. He'll finally contribute.
Still fuck up somehow.
Yeah. Just fucking fries it.
But yeah, I want like first we're gonna, we're gonna have him like do like kind of like not basic meals, but like typical like spaghetti meatballs. Alfredo, some type of ramen noodles. You can make something like a katsu curry.
Imagine I make something so good, you're like, we gotta do this again. I'll be like, got you, man.
Like I want to we buy the ingredients at Italy because like they have really good ingredients.
Yeah, I mean it's expensive, but that's fine.
Like I think they're better than Whole Foods.
Oh, obviously. I mean, I feel like. Their food is actually imported.
Whole Foods does. They have great
organic
quality.
Yeah, it's all that.
When you go to Italy, it's just like
imported from actual Italy, I'm pretty sure.
Like they have the cheeses, they have the meat hanging out, like aged
cheese.
Oh yeah, you should make I think the meals. One thing you should do, but I think this is something that like you have to order it because I don't think you can do this here because you have to like keep an eye on it. You have to naturally let's say you buy a clean, nice cut of steak, but you let it like to the point like yeah it looks scary, there's like mold on it, like no this is actually a thing, like it's like really this is how they do, like they take that all off and they cook it and it's the most delicious steak in the world, like it's completely like Okay.
I'm still on basic 101.
But like it, you age the steak, and it when it's like fully like, cause they control it, they just don't leave the steak out and just like oh there it is. It has like mold on it, which looks scary, but like they take that off, and like when they cook it with birch wood or like some type of other wood,
right?
And like put the ingredient like it. I heard it's like the most delicious steak. Because most of the time, you cook with, like, you buy at the market, fresh, put on the grill.
Yeah.
But, like, this one takes a process. Like, it takes, like, a few weeks.
Yeah.
But that's cool. I was thinking maybe we could research. Maybe there's a way to buy.
It already, like,
aged. Yeah, and I mean, like,
who knows that steak will cost, too. And if we fuck it up, that's going to be you. No, you said wee, so it's going to be wee thing now.
Wee. Like steak, I'm thinking maybe we do a baking sesh for Christmas.
We could do that. That'd be cool. Cookies.
Cookies. Maybe some gingerbread houses. Like, you make the gingerbread. Mm. Not, like, go to the store and get the crappy gingerbread that's, like...
Well, we could do that. No.
Like, make the gingerbread, and then we...
Yeah.
I say we again. And you cut this... Like, we're thinking.
Yeah. Maybe... We can come up with specials, like, you know, like maybe for November we can do something traditional. Turkey. I don't know about turkey, because I don't want to have turkey twice. I feel like turkey is a one time.
We'll buy a chicken, and then we'll stuff that.
Jeez. All right, I
think this has been a good podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I was going to be like, we're coming up to an hour and 7 minutes. I mean.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys are still here listening, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for listening, and I hope you guys enjoyed. I consider this our first newly named podcast.
It is our first newly named podcast, yeah. But like, it's episode 10.
Yeah, it is episode 10.
Yeah, like it's, because when you go on iTunes or Spotify, the album cover, I don't know.
It's going to all change.
I don't know if that's the way you call it, album cover, but that will change.
Yeah.
The intro will change. And then the name, obviously, the Improvised Podcast. It'll, like, show, like, oh, that's what its original name, but, like, it's called, was originally Sir and Me, because my initials and his initials.
Yeah. But anyways, thank you guys for listening, and hopefully you guys enjoyed episode 10, and our first newly named, if you guys are listening,
I'm waving.
There's a dead Elmo waving. And he's dead, for real. Imagine he wasn't in shot. He was just doing that for no reason. That'd be funny.
Fast story. We actually got this at Uniqlo.
Yeah.
And it was like, how much were they selling for?
$19. $19.90.
Originally, though.
Like 30 something.
Yeah. Oh, we want to get the whole Dead series now.
Yeah.
Big Bird, the Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch, yeah. But yeah, thank you guys for listening, and hope you guys enjoyed.
Be ready for I think during the holidays is gonna be like the best time, because like we're gonna see each other a lot, and then we're gonna hopefully make more videos.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know where to put them right now.
Hopefully there'll be more Chef Mike, more vlogs might be iffy because we're all gonna be very busy.
Yeah.
More podcasts. It's gonna be it's either gonna be twice a month, or if we can, three times a month. The goal is to do a weekly podcast.
Yeah, that's doable.
That's the goal.
That's definitely doable.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you don't really have to edit much, so.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Again, thank you guys for listening, watching.
I need more.
Those were the last two.
Fucking Arizona's. I don't want that. About to order food now.
And follow whatever the button is on whatever you're listening to. You know, subscribe.
Yeah, on YouTube. We're on almost every podcast platform.
Yeah, so Spotify, iTunes.
That's the obvious ones that people definitely should have.
Yeah.
Especially Spotify.
Yeah.
Let me check the camera just in case.
So, I mean, we might as well end it. Thank you guys for watching, and hope you guys enjoyed. Peace.